I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's time for our weekly politics chat with Laura Cullen Glasscock. She's the editor and publisher of the Kentucky Gazette. Hello again, Laura.
Hello again, Alan.
Well, the 6th District congressional race is all the buzz, so much so that NPR's Morning Edition is here all week investigating it, culminating with Friday's live broadcast from Broomwagon Coffee and Bikes. Now, details on that are available at WUKY.org. And you and I are going to go over the most recent fundraising numbers for Democrat Amy McGrath and Republican incumbent Andy Barr. And if there's time, take a closer look at some of the outside groups that are spending money to influence the outcome of this pivotal contest.
Well, sure. So on September 30th, the candidates had to report their most recent fundraising activity to the Federal Elections Commission. And Amy McGrath reported raising $3.65 million in 3 months, Alan. That's just one quarter's worth of fundraising. And that leaves her with a fundraising total of almost $7 million, $6.65 million for the House race. And on Friday morning, I checked the FEC website, and Andy Barr's September 30th report hadn't been uploaded yet. And there could be a couple reasons for that. He could have filed it, and the FEC just hasn't posted it online. Sometimes there's a little lag there. But his most recent report then was from June 30th, and he had $3.2 million in his bank account.
So we have to assume that he's probably got a lot more than the 3.2 now.
Yeah, I would think so. But what's interesting is McGrath's campaign sent media press releases. You probably got one saying that touted the fact that she raised $3.65 million in 3 months. And we didn't get a press release from Andy Barr's campaign, which makes me wonder if maybe they just weren't as pleased with the numbers, or they could still be tallying things up. I believe there is a grace period for when they have to file their reports.
Well, both campaigns are actively advertising on radio and television.
Yes, they are. And so not only them, but the independent expenditure groups, those outside third parties, are throwing tons of money into this race. Probably this race will end up being a $15 million U.S. House race by the time you look at the money from the candidates themselves and then these independent expenditure groups.
Who are some of the major ones? We'll start with the ones that are advocating for the McGrath campaign.
The groups supporting McGrath are organizations like Vote Vets, which is attacking Barr, and they haven't spent a whole lot of money. With Honor is another veterans group, and that organization supports Democrats and Republican candidates, and they're supporting McGrath in this race. And they're spending close to $500,000 in the Lexington television market. The Kentucky Gazette, we looked at the expenditures for just television from mid-August until the end of September, and those organizations were spending almost $3 million on just Lexington broadcast TV. That doesn't include print, radio, direct mail, anything else, just the $3 million on TV ads. And most of them are negative. There's one group called the Congressional Leadership Fund, and they said that they're planning to spend $1.8 million in attack ads against McGrath.
And they're not the only ones. There are a lot of groups out there in support of the Republican incumbent.
The American Action Network is running ads against Democratic initiatives. They haven't come straight out and said support Barr, but they are running ads against Obamacare still. The American Bankers Association is running pro-Barr ads. You know, he sits on the Financial Services Committee. There's the Conservative Leadership Alliance. They're in the mix. And then others like the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, the DCCC obviously is supporting McGrath. The House Majority PAC is a pro-Democratic organization, and they're spending a lot of money, too. They're spending couple hundred thousand dollars. So now would be the time to buy stock in TV.
Definitely the people who sell the ads are probably uncorking a lot of champagne these days.
I would think so. I would think so. I don't know what commission rates are, but they're good. They got to be good.
And rest assured, we have a long way to go between now and November 6th. So obviously, we're going to continue to get these various messages on behalf of Barr and McGrath. Oh, and we should mention tomorrow is the last day that you can actually register to vote in this election.
That's right.
Our guest on our weekly political chat again has been Laura Cullen Glasscock. She is the editor and publisher of the Kentucky Gazette, and you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead.
Thanks, Alan. You too.